We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm wondering what you guys, a lot of you guys have those undershirts. What do they read on them? When you wear them?
Death Row Dogs. Can you see?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Same old logo. Yes, sir. How you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
All well.
With the whole Death Row situation, when you got here, I mean, did you know about sort of the culture of this defense, or how did you kind of learn about the history and sort of the reputation that that defense upholds?
As I grew up, my brother went to the University of Utah, so I was very understanding of the University of Washington's defense. I always knew what that was from Shaq Thompson, Greg Ducre, those guys back then. So I've always heard of it, and now that I actually am in it, I got to really embrace the culture from inside out, so I got to see it. So I've always known about it, but now I get to actually see it. Yes, sir.
How tough was it for you to leave Oklahoma after being a three-year starter and being on one of the premier programs in the country?
You said how tough was it?
Yeah, how tough was it?
It's life. It's life. You have to make great decisions for yourself. You have to keep going forward. And I feel as if I had a great time in Oklahoma. I made long-lasting friendships with my peers, great relationships with my coaches, the faculty, the staff. I love my time at Oklahoma. But as a person, in order for me to keep growing forward, I felt as if I needed to make a change, and I did, and I loved the decision I made.
You mentioned the other night that, you know, one of the things that brought you to Washington was you wanted to keep growing.
Yes.
What about Washington made that the place you felt like you could do that?
Coach Lake, Will Harris, Terrence Brown, the DB culture, the DB room, just everything about our defense, everything about this, the DB culture. I felt as if I wanted to be in that and I could produce a growth. Yes, ma'am.
What about Washington? I'm assuming you want to go play in the NFL.
Yes.
What about Washington, you know, can allow you to produce, produces you to do something like that?
One more time, sir. No problem.
What about Washington will allow you to eventually end up in the NFL?
Yes. The University of Washington defense specifically, we play with a lot of different gadgets and a lot of different ways. Sometimes you'll see four DBs. Sometimes you'll see five. There's times we play with six. There's times we play with seven DBs. So, I personally have never seen that at any other school in the country, but University of Washington defense.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to watch you much at Oklahoma.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Know if you were a nickel, if you were on the corner, but has it been an adjustment for you to play at nickel compared to what you did at Oklahoma?
No, sir. I my freshman year, I played strong safety in nickel. My sophomore year, I played nickel. My junior year, I played nickel. And here, I played nickel, safety, and sometimes I rotate around the corner. But you said the transition. Really, nickel is nickel. Here, you're the quarterback of the defense. You have to be a lot more vocal. A lot of people are listening to you, and you have to get guys lined up, and you have to find the fast guy. Whoever the fastest guy is on the field, that's who you have to guard.
Being in that role, which carries with it, like you said on Saturday, a lot of responsibility beyond just playing your game.
Yes.
And you're following this tradition where Elijah Molden was great in that role, Miles Bryant was great in that role.
Yes.
How familiar are you with those guys? Have you spoken with any of those guys? What's that connection like, if at all?
All the time. I'm, like I said, sir, I'm human. I'm going to have errors. I'm going to make mistakes. Everything is going to happen to me just as them. So when I go through times, I call Elijah. Literally last week, I'll call Elijah if something comes up, and he'll tell me how he dealt with it. And it gives me a perspective. It shows me that he went through it too, and he was able to flourish out of it and make his way to it. So I always, to answer your question, I always call Elijah. I always call Miles. We have a great relationship.
If you don't mind, what did you call him about?
It was just a play specifically. My feet work. We were changing my feet work specifically. I have two jobs on a specific play, and I was just asking him how did he do it? How did he transition for it?
With this game, with the way that Cal does things, it's been tough. It was tough for UW in 2019, and they're obviously a big physical offense.
Yes.
What's the role of the nickel? What's your role in terms of trying to focus on stopping their run and their bigger backs?
For the nickel specifically versus a run game, or for the nickel specifically, you have run responsibility and you have pass responsibility, but it's making sure that in the run support, you know what gap you specifically have, you see what you need to see so that you're able to get to that gap as fast as possible. And then once you're in the gap, it's having just the mentality of making sure you go low, wrapping up and getting the ball carrier to the ground, period. Simple as that.
Jimmy Lake said he recruited you out of high school. When you picked Oklahoma, were they the runner-up choice or among several choices, or where did the Huskies stand back then?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember specifically my top five or anything like that coming out of high school, sir. I'm not sure. I just know I know I chose Oklahoma that day.
Were the Huskies a serious contender?
At the end of that, I'm not sure specifically, sir. I'm not sure. I don't want to lie to you.
No
problem. Yes, sir.
This has been written about a little bit, but I was wondering if you can just explain the Buki nickname and where that comes from.
The Buki nickname, to be completely honest with you, sir, that's just a mom and son thing. My mom, before I was even born, my mom was just, she was pregnant and she was just calling me Buki, like a little mom and son thing. My siblings caught on to it. My cousins caught on to it. And when I came out, that's what people were calling me. So I just stuck with it. So that's really the truth about it. Yes, sir.
You feel like this defense allows you to reach your full potential as a player? Or, I mean, what about this defense specifically, like, allows you to succeed? Excel.
You get to do a lot. You get to do a lot. You're in man-to-man. You're blitzing. You're dropping back in coverage. You're in the underneath coverage. You're in the deep defense coverage. You can't pinpoint the nickel. Okay, he's just gonna be in man. Oh, he's just gonna blitz. Okay, he's just gonna. He does everything. He does everything. You have to have the mental capacity to handle all of it. But with great coaching staff like I have, and. They let me ask as many questions as I can without annoying them. They allow me to ask as many questions so I can always have my notes. But like I said, the responsibility part, it allows you to do everything. Yes, sir.
When you decided to leave Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
You must have called Washington and said.
Yes.
What was the reaction when you called? I mean, not too many Oklahoma guys, I think, call up the University of Washington and say, hey, I'm thinking of coming there. I do know one other, Tyrone Rogers from the national championship team did that.
I love it.
But what was the reaction of maybe Jimmy Lake or Will Harris or whoever you talked to?
Yes, it was Coach Lake and I. We spoke about a lot of things. We spoke about who I was as a person, more so as a football player. We just talked about life in general. And then when we boiled it down to me making my decision to come to the University of Washington, we spoke about just the critiques, the urgency, the attention to detail, everything that I must bring to the table every day. And by me bringing that to the table, Coach Lake promised to bring his A game to the table of coaching me. So we had a mutual understanding of making sure we bring our best foot forward for this program. And it was a great moment. I was very elated. I was very happy.
I gotta say, you seem like really thoughtful. And I wonder, with the adversity that you went through the first couple weeks
yes, sir.
Of the season starting 0-2, what was yes. kind of your self-talk going into the Arkansas State game and how you handled a lot of that?
Stay together, for sure. That's the first thing I think of in adverse situations, stay together. And overall, just having the mentality of back against the wall, I'm okay. I'm still poised. I'm okay in with adversity pushing towards me. I'm okay with holding my ground and playing my game of football, my brand of football, making sure I see what I see and executing my cues. So football is football at the end of the day, but like I said, back against the wall, you still have to execute. Yes, sir.
All right, let's let him wrap up and Coach Ron up here and let's go on to the
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.